In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today is a our day, as usual, Sunday, and we are heard the gospel reading, which it's a must for all of us to pay attention to it, especially. The Lord said a parable in which he says a master wanted to clear the debts of the people. He called one man to him and said, "You owe me so much and so, pay back. And if you don't, I'll take your, put you in jail and your wife and the children until you pay off your debts." And the man pleaded with the master and said, "Please forgive me, give me time to be able to do it." And he forgave him all the debt, altogether. He forgave him. But the man walks out and he sees somebody out of his old compadres or some friend that owed him 100 pence. It's a very small amount compared to the big amount that he owed to the master. And he demanded that he would pay his debt. And the man did the same thing as he did with the master. He went down on his knees and begged him to give him time, that he cannot pay it right now. And he hardened up his heart and he said, "No." And they took him to jail and put him in jail. And my beloved, when the friends heard about it, they said to the master that what he had done. And he called them and called them back to himself and said, "Look, I have forgiven you, owed you big debts. Shouldn't you have forgiven that man that owed you very little? But because you have done that," the master got angry with him and put him into a jail until he would pay all the debts. Of course, he could never pay the debts off because he had owed so much. Well, this is the parable for us to learn. If we do not forgive the debts of those who owe us something, it doesn't have to be money. They may owe us a favor, what we consider. They may have lambasted us, said something, did something bad that we had gotten offended from it, and we're holding a grudge, and we're saying to ourselves, "Oh, that man or that woman, I'm not going to forgive them until they come and repent and beg forgiveness, or until they fix up the wrong that they did to me." My beloved, when we think that way, we're closing our door to the Lord, because the Lord gave us the prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven," and says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." That means if we don't forgive our debtors, he will not forgive us our debts. And if we don't recognize it, that the only way for us to make it, because we are in debt to the Lord with all kinds of sins. Well, you say, "But well, I'm not that so big of a sinner. I didn't do that much things against the Lord." Well, St. John of Kronstadt said, if you really would study your heart, you find out that you have betrayed the Lord many times, and you owe him. You owe him for your life. You owe him for everything that you have. As you and I, we are in debt to our Lord, and we have no right to not to forgive who it may be. Is that somebody offended us, somebody owes us something, it doesn't matter. The point is, we cannot hold a grudge against anybody, whether it's a member of your family, whether it's close relatives, or whether it's somebody else. We cannot hold any grudges. We must understand that if we hold the grudges, then we are condemning ourselves, for the Lord will also hold the grudges. He will not forgive us if we are not going to forgive our neighbors. My beloved, it's so important for us to recognize that we're closing the way to the Lord, even for prayer. The prayer is not going to be heard if we have not forgiven our brothers or sisters, whoever may be. My beloved, we have to understand that. The Lord is our God, is God of mercy. He wants us to have mercy. And to have mercy is precisely to forgive those who offend us or those who did us harm, and to love them anyway, regardless of how they have behaved with us, and to pray for them and wish them only the best. My beloved, this is the Spirit of Christ. And today, of course, we're celebrating also the saint, martyr, Arkady and his wife, Natalia. My beloved is Adrian. Adrian and his wife, Natalia, and also 23 martyrs that were martyred together with them. It so happened that he was married for 13 months, and when the persecution started, and he was talked by his wife that he should be also martyred and give his life up for the Lord. And it was such a beautiful life of them. And then I tell you, it's imperative that all of us would try to read it or listen to the life of these saints. My beloved, he was tortured. He was put into jail finally, and with the martyrs. And she came, his wife came and looked after for 7 days of the wounds that were festering on those martyrs, the 23 martyrs. They were chained, and she was bandaging them and taking care of them, and showed the greatest love. But then, when Adrian said that, "I will call you when the time for me to be martyred and killed, so you can be a witness to it." And he make a deal with the jail keepers to go and fetch his wife. And as he was approaching his house, a servant saw him and said to his wife, "Look, there's your husband coming." And she immediately jumped to conclusion, well, he must have betrayed Christ, that they would release him and come. And they wouldn't let him in. And it was a wonderful story how she had really reprimanded him. And of course, but he didn't get upset with her. But he in his heart, he felt so much gratitude that she is like that, that she is not willing to even let him in if he had betrayed Christ. And so finally, when he was able to convince her that he didn't betray Christ, he's going back for the martyrdom, and she went with him and watched all the great suffering that they went through. And finally, my beloved, well, you read up in the lives of saints. But this, what I'm saying is, the main thing is for us to know, this is the kind of faith that we have to acquire. We should read the lives of saints. We should look into the history of the church and see what people went through for Christ, just so that they will not betray Christ. They were willing to suffer all kinds of terrible tortures. And not only they were willing, but also the loved. As we know, the mothers have seen the children and coaxed them to suffer for Christ. And there's the wife here did that with her husband, so that they can be in heaven together. The most important thing is for us to look for the salvation and not to worry about the temporary life. My beloved, this is what it's all about. But for us to make it to heaven, we have to be merciful. And as the Father in heaven is merciful, he sends the sun and the rain on the good and the bad. And he wants everybody's salvation. And so we have to want to do the same thing. If we will be merciful, God will be merciful for us. My beloved, let's go after that. Let's go and cling to our Lord, for he sustains our life. Without him, there is no life. We have to recognize them. We have to be grateful, know that we're in debt for him, for everything that we see, for everything he has made for us to be able to glorify him, to enjoy what we have. We have nothing of our own. Everything belongs to Christ, my beloved. Let's try to truly to worship him and to love him in return, and try to follow after the example of the Holy Fathers, and always forgive anybody that may have something against us. And then our Lord God the Father will also forgive us, and we'll be able to make it into the kingdom of heaven, where there will be no more sorrows and sighs or sicknesses or troubles. There will be a constant joy of being able to see Christ himself, our God and the holy angels, Mother of God, and all the heavenly dwellers, and to be able to be unified with him in the heart. Amen. I